Chapter 8. To the Rescue. Mr. Clark and Dan took Simon and Sarah back to the hostel as quickly as they could. Rufus led the way. As soon as they arrived, Simon and Sarah changed out of their wet clothes into some clean, dry ones. Dan went to the kitchens and made everyone hot chocolate to drink. Just as Dan walked in with a tray of hot chocolate, the men from the mountain rescue team arrived. They had left as soon as they received the message from Mr. Clark that Dad was missing. This was an emergency, and there was no time to lose. Dad had already been on the mountain a long time. He would be getting colder and weaker all the time. A tall, kind man called Len was in charge of the team. He introduced everyone to Simon and Sarah.
Simon, Sarah, this is Jim, and this is Dave. They are my winchmen, explained Len.
What do winchmen do? Asked Simon.
When a helicopter is sent to rescue an injured person on a mountain, we may need to lower a stretcher down using a winch. Jim and Dave operate the winch for me while I keep the helicopter steady, explained Len.
Then Len unfolded a map of the mountain.
Can you show me on this map the route you took up the mountain? He asked.
Yes, I think we can, replied Simon.
Simon and Sarah looked at the map.
First of all, we walked along this path, said Simon. The path had tall grass growing along the edge of it. Then we went through the wood. It was a pine wood, said Sarah.
Yes, that's where Rufus found them, added Mr. Clark.
Then we walked along a really steep path, explained Sarah. It was very narrow. We had to walk one behind the other, and it was quite dangerous. But then the path became wider, and after that we stopped for lunch, continued Simon. But it's hard to tell on the map where we stopped.
Oh dear, sighed Lynn. Think really hard. We need to know where that was.
Just then Sarah had an idea.
I saw a strange rock formation. It was made up of three large round rocks. I thought it looked like giant footballs. Look, I'll show you, she said.
Sarah switched on her digital camera. She showed Len the photo she had taken of Dad and Simon by the rocks. Len looked at the photo.
Ah, this is excellent, he cried. That's a photo of a famous landmark called the Three Worlds. We know exactly where this is. Where did you go after that?
We walked along another steep path, replied Sarah.
She looked at the map.
I think this is the one.
She pointed to a path on the map. Simon looked at it.
Yes, that looks right, agreed Simon. Then we crossed a stream on some stepping stones.
I think they crossed the stream at Jagged Rock. Don't you agree, Lynn? Asked Mr. Clark. Lots of people like to cross the stream there.
How far did you walk after that? Asked Lynn.
I'm not sure, answered Sarah. Oh dear, we'll never find Dad.
Don't worry, said Lynn. From what you have told us, I think I know where to search. But I really need to know exactly where he is. It can be hard to spot people on a mountain from the air. It would take too long to reach him on foot, and the landslide has made it too difficult for us to even try. We need to get your father off the mountain very quickly now.
We walked quite a long way, said Sarah.
What time did the accident happen? Asked Len. If we knew that, we could work out how far you walked.
I remember. It was 3:30 in the afternoon, cried Simon in excitement. Yes, you are right, agreed Sarah. Dad looked at his watch and told us the time. It was getting misty, and he thought it was too dangerous to walk in the mist. He said we should rest for a while until the mist cleared. He went to sit down, and that's when he slipped and fell.
Well done! You remembered! Cried Len. Now we can work out exactly how far you walked.
Quickly, Len started to work out where Dad was. He measured the distance on the map. Then he got out his calculator. He did lots of sums. Then he measured the map again. Finally, he drew a big red circle on it with a big red marker pen.
We will search for your father in this area, said Len.
He showed the children the map and pointed to the area marked with a red circle. Len turned to Mr. Clark.
Mr. Clark, will you telephone the hospital and tell them to send a doctor immediately?
He asked.
Yes, Len, I'll do that straight away, said Mr. Clark.
He left the room and Len turned back to the children.
As soon as the doctor arrives, we will take off in the helicopter.
Would you two like to come with us? He added.
Oh, yes, please,
cried Simon and Sarah. Half an hour later, Dr. Maxwell arrived from the hospital. She smiled at the children.
Don't worry. We'll soon find your father, she promised.
Everyone climbed on board the helicopter. Len gave the children and the doctor special helmets to wear. They were very heavy. Then he switched on the engine. It was very noisy. The big blades on top of the helicopter spun round faster and faster until the helicopter finally lifted up into the air. Len flew the helicopter in a wide circle and headed towards the mountain.
We'll follow the route you took, he told the children. Look out of the windows and you will be amazed to see how far you walked today.
Simon and Sarah looked out of the windows. Misty Mountain Hostel had already disappeared from sight. They saw the pine wood that had been so gloomy. Then they saw the fast-flowing river that was once a stream. They had only crossed that river a few hours earlier. Everything looked so tiny from the air. Simon and Sarah were glad to be safe inside the helicopter and not out on Misty Mountain. Both children kept looking for familiar things to plot the route. After a few more minutes, Sarah pointed to the mountainside below her.
Look!
She cried.
There's the strange rock formation, Three Worlds. It doesn't look so big from up here, does it?
Len looked at his map.
We should be close to the landslide soon, he explained.
He looked out of the window.
Yes, there it is. It is on our right. Can you see it?
The landslide covered a large area of the mountainside. It had caused a lot of damage. Len checked the helicopter's instruments. Then he checked the time.
We must be very close to your father now, he said.
Everyone look carefully. Tell me when you spot him.
Len switched on the helicopter's big searchlight. Everyone looked out of the windows. The mountainside looked dark and lonely. The helicopter's searchlight shone over the mountain.
I can't see him anywhere, cried Simon. I can't see the tent we made for him. I thought we would see the fire burning, but I can't. It must have gone out.
Don't worry, replied Len. We know we are looking in the right area. We must search really, really carefully.
Suddenly, Sarah jumped up in excitement.
Look! Look!
She shouted.
There's our SOS stones! Dad's tent was just by the stones!
Len flew the helicopter closer to the side of the mountain.
He shone the searchlight over the stones.
I can see him, cried Dr. Maxwell. Look, there he is. He is waving to us from the tent.
Len circled the helicopter.
Yes, I can see him, he shouted. Everyone get ready. Let the rescue begin!